Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Welcome to the House of
Sunshine! Previously on the Fall of the House of Sunshine, beloved kids show host Brushy was murdered by bullets fired through a rip in space-time. The suspects? His bitter brother Flosso, who has just stabbed Braceletta, the buxom beauty with the braces on her teeth and her legs, with a magical dental pick. Meanwhile, Detective Dan Kent is about to be fuzzed by a bunch of puppets and the mutated half-woman, half-puppet Madam Sunshine. Heavens! What is to be done? By you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 4, All This Fuzz and More.
What's happening to me? I'm changing. Must fight. Must
give in. Become.
What?
Who is the word of a heretical owl? Give in to my power.
Urtooth?
You are to become my avenging angel upon the earth.
No, you're just...
You cannot resist. You shall become the Tooth Scary.
No. No. Yes!
You damn dirty puppets. Let me go. I'll yarn yous all.
Dear sweet meat man, when you have buttons for eyes and a stitched smile, you'll see.
What did they do to you? How'd you become puppety? Was it Brushy?
You think you understand any of this?
No, not even a little bit. That's why I'm asking. I'm trying to solve Brushy's murder. I'm with the police. I'm Detective...
Liar! My Brushy can never die.
Yeah, but he did. And all I know is you were on the show. I know you're Flosso's mom, but all this puppet peccadillo is as alien to me as that weird gray man I met at Roswell.
I was beautiful once. On the show. In my life. On the show. But the McMenamins carried... Little did I know what was lurking inside. There are two primordial forces at work in this universe. Two states, always fighting.
Good and evil.
Oh, dear sweet detective. How much you have to learn still. The Tooth and the Fuzz rule us all.
I can help you. Maybe turn you back to normal.
Normal? Why would I want to be normal? I'm a star. I'm the star. You dare question me?
I didn't...
Enough! You'll see. You're lucky. You'll be evolved like us. Unless it doesn't work, and then you'll just go into the corpse pile.
How often does it work?
Without the injections? Never. But there's a first time for everything. Throw him into the Needler!
Wait!
Who speaks?
It's me, Panglo, the littlest puppet. I'm just a little blue patchwork of this and that, but I got something to say to you and you and you.
Even I, Puppet Johnson?
Yeah!
Well, what is it?
used to be that people laughed. Remember laughter, remember fun. Remember when we were the ones who could flip a frown. Remember smiles on a sunny day, when we didn't disembowel and we didn't inflate the way it used to was, when we honored what the fuzz could do for others. Oh, sure I know the times have been cruel, the injections and rejection both stung, it's true, but
of razor blades.
Walk with me into a beautiful dream where puppets are again making children scream, but with laughter now, not with involuntary surgery. We can be hard for
felt hearts,
working towards a softer world.
A softer world.
That's oingly, beautiful-ingly.
Indeed. Such words. They truly are moving.
Indeed.
But on the other hand...
He must be fuzzed!
Ah, clams.
Here we go. Now, where are those damn keys? Ah, my pocket, of course.
Ready to navigate. Enter a location.
New Molar, Indiana.
Calculating.
It's time for the prodigal son to return.
Warning, this route contains tolls. Is this okay?
We are all tolls upon the road.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. This route contains tolls. Is this okay?
Yes, yes.
Turn left in 800 feet.
Next stop, New Molar. Well, I'll have to stop for gas. But...
Recalculating.
Oh, damn it. I miss my...
Oh, my braces. Elsa?
No, no. Stay back.
Bark, bark. No, not bark. Back.
Oh, on second thought, come closer. Oh, I feel so powerful! Oh, the little doggy girl doesn't like it? Well, then you're gonna hate this!
What is this feeling coming over me so suddenly, like I got new blood in me, burning up like Listerine? No, I should fight it, but it's growing, not controlling me, flowing from a force, the source of dental energy, the Ertooth. I am his servant. Brush off your face if I think you deserve it. Too scary, things just got hairy for you. Tooth incarnate, you've been warned about me. Too scary or chunky like a terrier. Prepare yourself a judgment if your teeth ain't clean. Don't respect your teeth? Well, then I'm gonna take them. Rip them out your jaw. Don't expect compensation. You're mistaken if you think I'll exchange it for funds. I'll use your skin for my drums if you got bleeding gums. Roll you up if you root to your tooth. Squirt out your organs like paste from the tube.
Control, great.
Brace yourself, Braceletta. Don't lose your tether to reality, but get your head together. Too scary. I remember the stories. Thought they were allegory, not a real and present warning. Gotta fight the desire to hold disbelievers to the fire. But the thought of their screams fills me with a high that does inspire. Oh no, here it comes. Can't hold it off. Too scary and control. Open wide and say, ah! Too scary. How scared should you be very? Sick you with my water. Pick your cavities. Just make you sick. Too scarier, if wary, best get warier. I'm coming for you, bring your friends, I'll gore, the more the merrier. Too scariest, you're bleeding, it's hilarious. Should have been more seriously, dentally fastidious. Too late now, you best prepare ye. Too judgment is upon you, and her name is Too Scary.
The Tooth Scary has judged you and found you full of plaque and weak moral fiber. Oh, Doggy wants to go out? Well, how about out the third story window?
No! Elsa, what have I done? No! Damn all of this! No! I... Oh!
I got that bone you wanted? Oh, you just grew weird leathery wings and flew out the broken window. Whatever. As long as I get my college credit. Okay, Bone, it's you and me now.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Stop squirming, dear. Let the needles do their job.
You ain't poking this, Jamoke.
What was that?
Someone threw a dustpan and it got caught in the gears.
But who?
Time to take out the trash.
A mop-twirling intruder?
Janitor?
That's right. And now I'm here to mop up this problem.
Well, it's a mop-top throwdown, sock-hop showdown. Everybody's having it out. We got puppets by the dozen and they're ready for a ruckus. It's looking pretty grim for our pals. But who's that throwing in just in time? It's a Deus Ex Machina. Don't you cry out. She'll clean your clock. Then she'll mop you up. I'll show you what we're talking about. Well, Snouts grabs her chair.
Come here, you!
Swings in nothing but
air. What?
Janitor's too fast. Now the pig is cut in half. The puppets scream, they'll embarrass.
Gross.
Well, Pangle Breeze didn't care. Then they have a conversation that you're gonna hear now.
I'll help you out of this yarn.
Thanks, puppet.
It's Pangle. Remember, I sang that song.
You wanna help?
Sure, mister.
Then less talky, more punchy.
It's a mop-top throwdown, sock-hop showdown. Everybody's having it out. Just when the puppets seem the toughest, now they're shaking in the stuffing. Seems the janitor has them in doubt. Puppet Johnson tries to sneak up behind, but she sprays him with some Clorox in the eye. He's rattling on the floor and he's running for the door, but a whopper scrub brush takes him out. Now Mama's got an axe. Yeah, she's on the attack. She loved those puppets like a fuzzy sun. Now someone's gonna
custodial so-and-so, I'll kill you!
Watch out, Miss Janitor! She's throwing that axe!
Thanks, but ain't no thing to jump out of the way!
The axe hit the fuzzing machine. It's heating up in here like a sweater on a hot plate.
Well, it's a mob top throwdown, sock hop showdown, and things have gotten out of control. The axe has hit the buzzer, now it stops to shake and stutter, spinning sparks and in puppets and droves. The puppets spread the fire from the flailing around, and now the whole damn place is coming down. Wow, wow, that was a mob top mayhem, we hope that you enjoyed it. Now everybody run for your, everybody run for your, everybody run for your lives.
We need to scoot now.
Wait, help! I got stuck on this nail.
There's no time.
We gotta save.
We need to go.
I'm scared.
I'm coming for you.
Look out!
Indeed, it is her.
Hush, don't move. We've been looking for you, but they've...
She's broken. Can we fix her?
No, but we can make her better.
Who's found Elsa? Where has Braceletta flown off to? Does Flosso have enough money for the tolls to reach New Mola? And will Dan Kent, the janitor, and Panglo make it out of the sanitarium fire? Find out next time on The Fall of the House of Sunshine, Episode 5, Teeth Together, Teeth Apart.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Leave us a review and we'll write you a thank you haiku. Here's one. Thanks for listening. May your dream teeth awaken and grind your foes dead. Have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.